First find a bona fide spiritual master, then take shelter.
第一是先找到一位真正的灵性导师，之后是托庇于这位灵性导师。
So that means to learn from him and follow.
这个意思就是说，向这位灵性导师学习，然后去遵循他的命令。
But also to take initiation.
当然了，也要从他那里得到启迪。
Initiation actually means beginning.
启迪实际的真正的含义就是开始。
That's what Prabhupada called it in Sanskrit. It's called Diksha. That means giving transcendental knowledge.
帕帕德就是说这个梵文叫 Diksha， 意思就是给予超然的知识。
So some people think, well, I'm chanting and I follow the rules, and why should I get initiated?
有些人认为我也念诵，我也遵守规范原则，为什么要非要启迪呢？
Because there's nothing changes.We still chant the same, we don't get new mantras, and everything's the same as far as our activities. When we get initiated, we don't get new mantras, we get a new name, that's all, but the activities don't change.
当我们启迪的时候，我们得到一个新的名字，但是我们的活动还是一样的，都是念诵。
So some will think, well, I don't need to be initiated, I'll just chant.
所以有的人就认为，那我就不启迪了，我就只要念诵就好了。
But initiation is stressed.
但是呢，你启迪是得到强调的。
Because it's a commitment.
因为启迪是一种承诺。
That at initiation time we promise, okay, I'm going to do this now for the rest of my life.
因为在启迪仪式上，我们承诺，我今后这一生我都要做这件事。
I'm convinced that I'm getting the proper knowledge in the line of disciplic succession.
我们确信我们从始祖传信那里得到知识。
And I'm convinced that I should pursue this more and more.
我确信我应该在这条道路上继续走下去。
So Krishna is very pleased when he sees that commitment and humble surrender.
当 Krishna 看到我们这种谦卑的这种心态，臣服的心态， Krishna 就会感到满意。
If someone thinks I don't need initiation, that's actually offensive.
有人认为我根本就不需要启迪，那实际上这是一种冒犯的态度。
They're proud. They don't. I'm my own guru.
他们很骄傲，他们认为我是我自己的 guru， 灵性导师。
So this is connecting us officially with the parampara.Was very important.
启迪仪式就是正式的把我们和 parampara 使徒传系连接在一起。
Coming down from Krishna.
使徒传系是从主 Krishna 自上而下的。
In our line in Brahma.
在这条使徒传系的链条中有主 Brahma.
In Narada.
Narada.
In Vyasadeva.
Vyasadeva.
And then Madhvacharya.
Madhvacharya.
And then many more.
还有很多许许多多的 acharya。
They're listed in Bhagavad Gita, the main ones.
在《普迦梵歌》开篇的有这个使徒传系的列表。
And then recently we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
在近代我们有巴提斯塔库尔。
Bhaktisiddhanta。
巴提斯丹塔。
Srila Prabhupada。
圣帕帕德。
And many of his disciples.
以及帕帕德的许许多多的门徒。
And there's been many, many others. Bhaktisiddhanta had many disciples, and they initiated many disciples.
巴提斯丹的萨萨提也启迪了许许多多的门徒。
But we're connecting with Srila Prabhupada.
我们是跟圣帕帕德联系在一起的。
Who was the most empowered to give this, take this knowledge outside of India and give it to the whole world?
帕帕德是。被赋予最大的力量，把这门知识带出印度，给予全世界的人民。
So when we connect with the guru, then we have many people teaching us, shiksha gurus.
我们跟 guru 联系在一起之后呢，我们也可以接受很多其他的这个训示的灵性导师。
When one is more advanced, you can have more shiksha gurus. You can understand how to learn from.
当一个人更进步的时候，他可以得到更多的训示灵性导师，从他们那里学习他们的知识。
You can discriminate like that. This is teaching in line with what my spiritual master teaches, and can help me to be a better disciple.
那时候我们就有分辨力，我们就知道。
So it's the beginning Sometimes people think initiation is a graduation and they're finished.
一开始有的人认为
did it for 2 years and
启迪就是一种毕业仪式。
I got the diploma.
我们已经念诵两年了，然后我们得到了证书。
But no, it's a beginning. It means we're always trying to do more and improve.
但启迪仪式是一种开始，意思就是说我们应该做的越来越多的服务。
To go deeper into the holy name.
深入的进入到圣名当中。
Try to maybe chant more, but more important to try to improve the quality.
也许可以念诵更多的天数，但更重要的是增强我们那个念诵的这质量。
And learning more and more how to please the spiritual master and Krishna.
然后越来越多的学习怎样去取悦 Guru， 怎样去取悦 Krishna。
That's not necessarily by activities, because it depends on our mood, our attitude.
并不在就是活动，并不像我们的心态那么重要。
But we do, you know, they do the activities also.
当然了，我们也做奉献服务的活动。
Worshiping deity.
崇拜神像。
Boga.
然后供奉这个 Boga.
Taking only prasadam.
荣耀 prasadam.
So it's a serious commitment. Therefore, it's very pleasing to Krishna.
所以这个启迪仪式是一个严肃的承诺，是对 Krishna 一种承诺。
Something like in material life.You know, people get married, then it's something that's supposed to be special.
启迪仪式就有点类似于就是物质生活的这种结婚仪式一样。
Because they're making a commitment.
因为在结婚仪式上，双方也是做出了承诺。
Kali Yuga, many people don't take that marriage commitment very seriously.
在卡利年代，许多人对这个婚姻的承诺并不是很看重。
And many people don't take their initiation so seriously either. They don't take anything seriously.
当然也有一些人，他们对于启迪也不是非常严肃。
So sometimes we see people, they seem to be doing really good, they get initiated, but then after a while they quit.
当然了，有些人我们看到他也接受启迪，看上去他做得很好，但是过一段时间他就放弃了。
It's due to offenses generally.
这个大部分是由于冒犯的原因。
Especially Vaishnava aparad.
尤其是因为这个 Vaishnava aparada
criticizing the other devotees, thinking I'm better than the other devotees.
批评奉献者，认为我比其他奉献者更好。
Then Krishna doesn't want us around anymore.
然后 Krishna 就不希望我们再跟奉献者联谊了。
So, you know, the main thing we're chanting, you know, that's our main activity.
我们主要的活动呢，就是唱诵。
But then we want to.Avoid offenses.
在唱诵的过程当中，我们希望能够避免冒犯。
So Srila Prabhupada asked us at initiation to talk about these 10 offenses.
他希望我们在启迪仪式上来谈到这些冒犯。
Hopefully, we all at least know what they are.
当然，我们应该都了解这些冒犯都是什么。
But we also have to learn to avoid them.
我们还要学会怎样去避免它们。
Learn to recognize when they're present.
当这些冒犯出现的时候，我们能够意识到这些是对圣灵的冒犯。
So the first is to criticize devotees.
第一项冒犯就是批评奉献者。
And in Kali Yuga, you know, our training our whole life is to criticize somebody.
在卡利年代呢，我们终其一生都受到训练去批评别人。
I don't know in this country, but I know America.You know, the children, they criticize their parents like anything.
妈妈说她不知道中国是怎么样，但是在美国呢，那些小孩子从小就受到训练去批评他们的父母。
Then, you know, when they get older, they criticize the government.
当他们长大以后，他们就开始批判政府。
In so-called democratic countries, then the newspaper is just full of criticizing the government.
在所谓的这个民主政府当民主政府统治下，人民都报纸上连篇累牍的都是在批判政府。
They write books criticizing religion and criticism.
他们撰写书籍来批判宗教。
So we have to be careful.
所以我们必须非常的小心。
To give that up, you know, we may have been criticizing the material life, and that made us take to spiritual life, but we have to give up that criticizing propensity.Otherwise, we start criticizing devotees.
我们可以批判物质的生活，但是我们要非常小心，不要批评奉献者，否则的话对灵修就会受到影响。
So the best thing then is to serve devotees and praise devotees, glorify devotees.
所以最好的就是来服务奉献者，来赞扬奉献者。
Find something good about devotees.
来在奉献者身上寻找他们的优点。
Then we can avoid that.
这样我们就可以避免冒犯。
The second one is to think demigods are equal to Krishna.
第二项冒犯是认为半神人和 Krishna 是平等的。
That's common in Hinduism, and that there's many, many gods.
在印度教中，我们可以发现这是非常普遍的。印度教认为有许许多多的神。
But Bhagavad Gita, we know Krishna says, "I'm the source of everything."
但是从《博迦梵歌》当中，我们了解到 ，Krishna 是一切的源泉。
It's not so much common in, except in Hindu societies that people have all these demigods and think they're all equal.
在印度的社会当中呢，我们可以看到有许许多多的神祇。
But there is a supreme original source of everything.
但是有一个至高无上的这个所有万事万物的源泉。
In Sanskrit, the demigods are called devas.
在梵文当中，半神被称为 deva。
Then Lord Shiva, he's called Mahadev.
Shiva 被称为 Mahadev.
I mean, he's the best of the devas.
意思就是的，他是半神当中的佼佼者。
And Krishna is called Devadev.
Krishna 叫做 Devadeva.
I mean, he's the god of the gods.
他是众神之神。
He's not one of them. He's their god.
他不是众神当中的一位，而是他是他们的源泉。
Then we should not criticize the spiritual master or think he's just an ordinary person.
我们也不能批评灵性导师，认为灵性导师是普通人。
This can happen. Even Prabhupada had servants who started to think, well, he needs me.
这是可能发生的。其实他妈的仆人。
I'm taking care of him. He can't. I'm more important. He's complaining. He's grouchy. They would see him maturely, and they would fall down. And the instructions of the spiritual master we have to follow. Of course, the basic instructions that follow the four regulated principles.
最基本的信誉就是遵守四项原则。
At time of initiation, we promise I will do that.
在启迪的仪式上，我们承诺，我要做到这。
So after we promise, if we don't do it, it's very serious, more serious than if we didn't promise.
当然，如果我们承诺之后，我们打破了这个自己的承诺，这比我们这是更严重的一种冒犯，还不如不去承诺。
In any society, if you promise something, then it's.If you break that promise, like in business or something, it's not good.
在任何的社团当中、社会当中，即使在生意场中，如果你做了承诺，然后又打破了承诺，这是很严重的事情。
Then to blaspheme the Vedic literature.
接着冒犯是亵渎伟达的文献。
Or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version.
所有的文献都是。
So many. So if we glorify the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam and we try to distribute it, then of course we're all right. We keep busy. We don't find fault.
当然，如果我们忙着去荣耀国家梵歌、荣耀圣典国家瓦班，我们就不会做出这种冒犯。
Some intellectual who's not, you know, a devotee, he can find all kinds of contradictions and things.
有一些不是奉献者的学者，他们会从经典中发现许多矛盾之处。
Then we should not interpret the holy name.
我们也不能去解释圣名。
Mundane interpretation.
对圣名做出世俗的解释。
One devotee came to Lord Chaitanya and said, "I have written some new interpretation of the holy name. I want you to hear this."
有一个奉献者，他来到主柴大娘面前说。我对圣名做出了一些新的解释，我希望你能听听这些解释。
And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, no. I only know Nanda, 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 Gopal, Govinda. I don't know anything else."
主柴大娘说：“不不不，我只知道 Nanda, 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 Gopal, Govinda.
He only knows it's Krishna. The holy name is Krishna. Doesn't need to be explained any other way."
圣名就是 Krishna， 不需要做出解释。
And we should not.Think it's imaginary or exaggerated when we talk about how great the holy name and how wonderful it is.
当我们听到是圣名是圣名的伟大之处的时候，我们不能认为这个是一种
We can't, it's Krishna, so we can't exaggerate the greatness of Krishna. We can't even get close.
圣明就是 Krishna， 我们可以去接近他，但是我们不能认为他是凭空虚想的。
Rupa Goswami wrote, Tunde Tundavali Ritimbitatune Tundavali Labdaye Karna Krodha Kadambini Vidayate Karna Bidubyo Spriha Chetak Sangana Prangini Vijayate Sarvindriyanam Kritim No Jane Janitaki Adbiramritai Krishneti.And when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he was very happy.
如果高斯瓦米写了一首诗，然后当柴太太听到这首诗之后，感到非常高兴。
All the devotees were so happy. They said they never heard such a nice song.
所有奉献者都非常高兴，他们从来没听到这么优美的诗歌。
It says when the holy name is dancing on your tongue, you want to have thousands of tongues so you can chant more. You can't chant enough with just one.
他的意思就是当唱诵圣名的时候他就在你的舌头上跳舞你希望你有 千千万万舌头
and when it enters into the ear you want to have millions of ears so you can hear better
当圣名进入你的耳孔你希望有上百万的耳朵
and when it enters into the heart
当圣名进入你的心
then the mind gets started
然后心意就变
thinking andthe senses, external senses, stop.
And
you see Krishna, see Krishna within everything. And no one knows how much nectar there is.
Krishna,
two syllables, Krishna.
Krishna, 这两个音字当中有多少的甘露。
So when the devotees heard that, they were in ecstasy. They said, so many, there's so many slokas glorifying the holy name.
当奉献者听到这首诗歌感到非常的高兴，他们曾经听到许许多多的诗歌。
That in the Chaitanya Charitamrita he says, I couldn't put so many because it would make the book too big. From all the Vedas, there's so many things glorifying the holy name.
在柴坦尼亚农诺柴坦尼亚经这本书的作者，他说他没有把许许多的内容都放到这个书当中，否则这个书就会非常的厚。
So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda kindly came and gave it to everybody.
So, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are so kind. They came to give the world a
gift. Some, you know, caste system people, they think only a Brahmana can chant the holy name.
Some of the caste system people think only a Brahmana can chant the holy name.
At the time of Lord Chaitanya, the Brahmanas were saying like that.
在主柴太尼亚那个年代，当时的婆罗门就是这么说。
They were criticizing Lord Chaitanya for letting everybody chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
他们批评主柴太尼亚，让每个人都唱诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
They didn't understand the power of the holy name.
他们并不明白圣名是多么的有力量。
They were so foolish. They thought that if so-called low-class people chant, the holy name would become contaminated.
他们这么愚蠢，他认为低种姓的人唱诵圣名，这个圣名就会被污染。
But the holy name is completely pure. It's Krishna.
但圣名是完全的纯粹的，因为它是 Krishna 本人。
It's a papa vidam. It can't be pure. Whatever context Krishna gets purified.
无论在哪种情况下 ，Krishna 都会净化这个纯净。
And Krishna never gets unpurified.
Krishna 从来不会变得不纯净。
Like the sun.
就像太阳一样。
If you put the dirty things out in the sun, the garbage it smells bad, but after a while it's purified.
如果你把那个垃圾搁在太阳底下，过一段时间，那个垃圾也会变得净化。
It's Krishna.
So
the holy name is purifying everybody who chants it.
圣名能净化任何一个唱诵圣名的人。
And when we commit, take initiation, and then Krishna is very pleased, and we get more mercy.
当我们在体力衣上做出承诺的话 ，Krishna 就会更满意，给我们更多的仁慈。
Because that means someone is taking the mercy.
这意味着就是
<Serious.
S 1> 这个人他接受了仁慈，他很认真的。
You know, after practicing for some time, they're convinced. Okay, this is a real thing.
在休息了一段时间之后呢，他们确信。
So even Lord Chaitanya got initiated.
其实主柴坦尼亚本人他也接受了启迪。
He's the Supreme Lord, but he got initiated.
主柴坦尼亚是至尊主，他也接受
启迪。And we have in the scripture so many initiations. All the Goswamis, they had their guru, they got initiated.
所有的Goswami, 他们也有他们自己的 guru, 他们也接受了启迪。
They were all born in very high families and devotees from birth, but they got initiated.
这些 Goswami 这个 Goswami 他们都诞生在很高的家庭当中，但是他们仍然接受了启迪。
Krishna had a guru.
连 Krishna 也有自己的 guru.
He's showing us.
他向我们展示了这点。
So we're in a disciplic succession: Brahma, Gaudiya, Madhva.
我们处在这个使徒传系，叫做 Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava 使徒传系。
Yeah. Madhvacharya was a very powerful acharya.
Madhvacharya is a very powerful acharya.
And even though he was born thousands of years after Vyasadeva, he actually was so powerful he went to Vyasadeva is still living and he went to meet him and studied under him.
Madhvacharya 即使是比 Vyasadeva 晚出生了几千年，他仍然能够去见到 Vyasadeva.
His disciples tried to follow him, but nobody could follow him. So high in the Himalaya mountain.He just went like Hanuman.
他的门徒企图去追随他，但是这些门徒都上不去喜马拉雅山的那么高的山峰。
He's the incarnation of Hanuman.
因为马德查他是哈努曼的化身。
He could just right up the top of the Himalaya where no one can go.
他可以直接就跳到那个喜马拉雅山顶上，没人能够到。
Vyasadeva is still living.
Vyasadeva 仍然活着。
So then.Then he had many disciples, and it came down. Lord Chaitanya chose to be in that line.
然后之后，曼德查尔他就下来，然后主产丹亚他选择了这条使徒传系。
So you know, we know that mainly the Goswamis, the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's immediate followers.
六位 Goswami 是主产丹亚的直系的门徒。
And then their disciples, Narottam Das Thakur, and
他们的门徒有 Narottam Das Thakur
and Srinivas Acharya and all them.
Srinivas Acharya.
They all spread the holy name. They all initiated many disciples.
他们都去传播圣名，起了许多的门徒。
And then down now to Prabhupada, and he made so many disciples.
一直到帕拉德也起了许多的门徒。
Everyone is meant to become a guru.
每个人都应该成为一位 guru.
A different kind of guru, whatever, but to teach people about Krishna.
guru 有各种各样的 guru， 但是每一个 guru 都应该教导人们 Krishna。
Lord Chaitanya gave the instruction for everybody。
主柴坦尼亚训示了每一个人。
Yare deke tare deke Krishna upadesh wherever you go and whoever you meet tell them about Krishna。
无论你去哪里，无论你遇见谁，都告诉他们有关 Krishna 的事情。
In this way, you become a guru。
你就这样
purify your
成为一位 guru。
But then another offense is to sin on the strength of chanting.
另外一个冒犯是，凭借着圣名的力量来作恶。
That's also called the worst offense.
这是最大的冒犯。
We hear that by just chanting, you can nullify more sins than you can commit in many lifetimes.
我们听说，只要唱诵圣名，你就可以抵消你在许许多多生世所能做的冒犯。
So if someone thinks, okay.I can sin, but I'll just chant, and it's all right.
有人认为那好吧，那我就。
That is very bad.
我就可以作恶。
It doesn't work.
唱诵圣名可以抵消罪恶，这是最糟糕的事情。
It will be the opposite of it. To think you can cheat Krishna.
你认为你可以来欺骗 Krishna 吗？
It's like a thief. He thinks, well, I'll steal money, but I'll give half in charity, then it's all right.
就像一个贼，他就想。等我偷了钱财以后，我把一半捐献出去。
But he's still a thief.
但他仍然是一个贼。
So this is common thing in this day and age.
在当今年代，就这种现象很普遍。
Sahajya.
叫做 Sahajya.
That you can do whatever you want, but just chant or just go to Jesus.
你可以
pay the temple, give a donation.
为所欲为，想做什么做什么。你就向庙里捐钱。
Some so-called gurus or spiritual leaders, they actually tell people like that. It's okay. Just give me money, then it's okay. I'll purify.
有些所谓的灵性主、灵性孤儿就说，你可以愿意做什么做什么，只要你给我钱。
And to think that chanting is an ordinary, materialistic jugya.
他们认为念唱诵圣名是普通的祭祀。
There are many, many yugyas, you know, for material benefit.
为了得到物质的利益，有许许多多的祭祀活动。
But chanting is not like that. It's completely only for Krishna's pleasure.
但是唱诵跟这些不一样，因为念诵只是为了取悦 Krishna。
Material benefit may come, but that's not what we're after.
物质的好处也会随时而来，但是我们并不期望得到物质的好处。
Then we shouldn't preach to unfaithful people that are just completely against Krishna. We don't preach to them.
下一个冒犯就是对那些完全的反对 Krishna 的人传教，向他们传教。
To counteract that, we look for people who want to hear and we preach to them.
我们应该寻找那些渴望聆听的人，向他们来传教。
If someone says, "No, I don't believe," don't argue with them. Just say, "Okay."
如果有人说你别跟我传，别跟我说了，根本就不相信，那我们就不要对这样的人传教。
Because they'll just become more and more offensive the more we tell them.
因为我们跟他说的越多，他就会变得越来越冒犯。
And we should have full faith in Krishna.
我们应该对 Krishna 满怀信心，对圣名满怀信心。
There's nothing more to be gained than chanting the holy name.
没有什么比唱诵圣名更大的好处了。
It attracts everyone.
圣名吸引了所有的人。
We were at one Buddhist temple last summer.
去年夏天。
And the monk, the head monk, he came and he said, "That's really nice, that singing and dancing."
去年夏天我们去了一个佛教的庙宇，然后那些和尚就对我们。
He said, you can sing and dance and jump to the spiritual world. So he understood. And that's a fact. So we should have complete faith. So find a book, associate with people who have faith. Faith is developed by practice and by associating good association.
通过良好的修习，通过良好的联谊，就
能 exactly learn faith from a book or something. We can have a class how to play mridanga, or how to play harmonium, or how to do artik. But faith is something else.
我们可以去学怎么去弹奏
哈姆
里琴，学怎么
It comes from the heart.
打姆里当鼓，但是信心是另外一个事儿，因为信心是。发自内心的。
We should pray, let me have faith.
我们应该祈祷，这就是信心。
Faith is the most important factor.
信心是最重要的因素。
And then inattentive chanting is mentioned.
接下来的冒犯是不专心的冒犯。
Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
一边唱诵 Hare Krishna, 一边打电话 Hare Krishna.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 然后就开始打瞌睡。
Everybody ever done that?
Inattentive.
Spaced out, doing other things at the same time.
就是说，我们一边念诵呢，一边做着其他的事情。
That can produce other offenses.
这会造成其他的更多的冒犯。
Attentive chanting, very trying to concentrate.That can annihilate all the other offenses.
专注的专注于唱诵可以抵消所有
这些冒犯。Full attention.
所以应该全神贯注的念诵。
That's why it's good to chant in a group like we were doing. Everybody gets really concentrated.
就像我们刚才那样集体的唱诵，那样的每个人都会全然专注。
So that's just a little bit initiation as a beginning. We want to.Always we're trying to do more, improve our consciousness.
所以启迪只是一种开始，我们希望能够提升我们的知觉。
To hear about Krishna and talk about Krishna.
聆听 Krishna, 谈论 Krishna.
And chant the holy name.
唱诵圣名。
All right. So now we have one candidate today.
今天我们有一位接受启迪的。
Okay, Yong Yong, right?
Yang Yang.
Yang Yang. Yang Yang. So you know what Yang means in English, right?
你知道羊在英语中是什么意思吗？
You know what young means? What does it mean?
年轻。
Useful.
What does it mean in Chinese? How do you say it in Chinese?
年轻，青春。
How do you say youthful?
Not
old. It means not old. Right?
在中文当中，这个羊，羊。
So we ask some questions.
英文的这个羊，意思就是青春年少。
What are the four regulative principles?
四项规范原则是什么？
不吃鱼肉蛋，不那个。
No meat, fish,
and 然后不吸食麻醉品。
No intoxication.
不从事非法性。
No illicit sex.
然后不赌博。
No gambling.
Okay. So that means only for Sodom.
那意思就是我们只吃。
And automatically, we don't eat meat, fish, and eggs. And the first time Tamal Krishnamurti gave initiation in Hong Kong, it was.
第一次就是 Tamal Krishna Goswami 他在香港举行一个启迪仪式的时候。
He said no snakes.
他说也不许吃蛇。
I haven't seen the market here in Hong Kong. It's easier to see the market.
妈妈说他在香港的市场上看到有卖蛇的。
They have a lot of snakes and frogs.
有许多的人卖蛇。
So they might not consider that meat. Some people think egg is vegetarian.
有人还认为蛋类也是素食。
Anyway, only for Sodom, only what Krishna likes.
我们只应该荣耀不杀的。
All right, and what is the positive thing?
接下来是应该我们每天念诵多少圈？
16圈。
16 rounds.
Yeah.At least 16 rounds.
至少十六圈。
On the beads.
在念珠上。
More is okay.
可以念诵更多的圈数。
More is good.
念诵更多更好。
Sometimes we chant. We don't have the beads, but we can chant.
有时候没有念诵的，没有念珠的时候，我们也可以。
Chant and work. Chant and clean.
我们在工作的时候念诵，在打扫清洁的时候也念诵。
I was just reading about my famous god sister Jamuna. She said they love to clean, chanting and cleaning. Wow.
最近妈妈读到她的灵性姐妹杨木的 David 写的文章，她
chanting,
杨木的 David 她喜欢一边清洁打扫
卫
生一边唱诵圣名，
chanting,
这样她的那个内心也变得洁净。
So very good.
非常好。
So we get a new name because we have our name from birth, but we want toseparate ourselves from that identity that
was born.
So we get a Krishna name. So her name is Nitya Yavana. Yavana. There's a big difference. Yavana means immediate. Yavana.
Yavana
means youth.
Yovana 的意思就是青春。
And Nitya means always.
Nitya 的意思是永远。
So that's Krishna. He's always youthful.
所以这是一个 Krishna 的一个名字。Krishna 是永恒的青春
年少。Krishna never. There's no old Krishna. You never saw a picture of Krishna.
我们从来没见过 Krishna 老年的样子。
He was old when he was on Earth. He was 125 years old.
当 Krishna
在 But he still looked like he's
15. 地球上的时候，他在地球上是125年，但是那时候他仍然看着。是年轻的样子。
When he was 8 years old, he looked like 15 also.
15,
When he was 8, he looked like 15.
他八十岁的时候看上去也像十五岁的样子。
When he's 125, he looks like 15.
当他125岁的时候看上去像十五岁。
Nitya Yavana, he's always youthful.
Nitya Yavana, 永恒的青春年少。
Hare Krishna.
Nitya Yavana, Nitya.
Somebody has to put these on.
说什么？